Scott, what did you think of the final day of press conferences there?
It was the one I was most looking forward to, and it didn't disappoint.
What did you make of the crowd? I mean, there was a lot more here today than there were yesterday.
Oh yeah, and I knew that the Irish are passionate about the boxing. They know the boxing, and they get right behind Carlin. I knew walking into the room, I was going to get a bad reception, but I wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
You said that that's going to drive you on, but you know, if the crowd is predominantly Carl's fans on the night, will it affect you at all?
It isn't going to be predominantly Carl's fans on the night, believe me. My support that I have from Bury and Manchester will be as much as what are in there to support Carl. So even if there was 20,000 Irish in there, it isn't going to make one bit of difference. There's only me and him in that ring, and that's what I told him when we was head-to-head. He can get all brave when he's in Belfast. These aren't going to be with him in the ring. I respect him as a fighter. I know him for a tough fight, but my best beats his best, and I will become unified world champion.
Why do you think that you are better than him? What is it that makes you better?
The way I've lived, what I've done through my whole life. I go to him 6 days after my last fight. I went straight to America, training with Freddie Roach day in, day out, sparring all quality fighters because I want to keep learning, keep educating myself. I sacrifice a lot, and no, it's all right. I don't sacrifice because this is what I want to do. And if I was to do something else, then I'd be sacrificing what I want to do. I know the work I put in, and I train more and I train smarter than Carl does.